You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 16 Green Bay Area Public School District residents applied to fill the vacant position left when Cooley resigned amid questions regarding his address. The applicants include former trustee Rick Crossan, who lost the election in April and did not return to the board. Katie Gentry missed the seat by just a few hundred votes, and Elliot Christensen also ran for the school board this spring. Both appear on the list as applicants. One other applicant of note is Green Bay Common Council member Alyssa Prophet. All applicants provided their addresses to the district except one, and all live within Green Bay. The Green Bay Area Public School District will hold interviews on Monday, June 16th, and the selected individual will fill the vacant term until April of 2026, when an election will be held. An inmate at Green Bay Correctional Institution was found guilty Wednesday of first-degree intentional homicide as a hate crime for the death of his cellmate. 25-year-old Jackson Vogel was convicted of choking Micah Laureano to death on August 27th. Vogel told investigators that he killed Laureano because of his race and sexual preference. Vogel was serving time for crimes in Waukesha and Columbia counties, and a 20-year sentence for attempting to kill his mother when he was 16. When he is sentenced for the murder charge on June 27th, he faces mandatory life imprisonment. Last weekend, a 19-year-old woman from De Pere led Fond du Lac County officials on a high-speed chase that caused two vehicles to catch fire, damaged several others, and injured multiple people. Caitlin G. Ray made her initial court appearance Wednesday, where she was charged with 25 felony and misdemeanor counts. Among those charges were 9 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, 7 counts of felony bail jumping, 5 counts of OWI causing injury, operating while revoked, fleeing an officer, and a couple of drug charges. The judge set a cash bond of $500,000. Ray returns to court July 18th.
Manitowoc police arrested a Valder school bus driver for possession of child pornography following a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A search warrant was executed Tuesday where police seized electronic devices, and 39-year-old Justin Zipperer of Manitowoc admitted to possessing the material. Police are looking for other potential victims.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature continue to argue over who controls the federal funding distributed by the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. On Thursday, the State Senate Committee on Government Operations, Labor, and Economic Development held a public hearing. Over $171 million of interest has been generated by the pandemic relief funding. Republicans claim that money now belongs to the state and is under the legislature's control, while Governor Evers argues it is federal and under his control. If you have connections to people with lots of land, you may want to let them know about this one. Here's Stuart J. Waddles with more about a state request.
The DNR is looking for landowners with at least 60 acres to host hunters with disabilities for the annual gun deer hunt in the fall. Landowners must be able to accommodate at least 3 hunters and complete an online application by July 1st. There's more about how to help on the DNR's website.
The Community Blood Center, which provides blood products to the Fox Valley area hospitals, is making an urgent call for type O and other blood types as they face a summer shortage. The CBC says summer months are especially hard to maintain the blood supply. Donate at any CBC donor center in Appleton, Oshkosh, Little Chute, and Green Bay. Heading to the lake or river to do some fishing? Brittany Merlot has details for anglers on the annual drain campaign.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms in Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
The Clean Boats, Clean Waters annual drain campaign runs June 6th through the 8th.
Summer means more outdoor activities like riding bikes and skateboards or electric scooters, and health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to wear a helmet during those activities. They say an average of 70% of the kids who were hospitalized at American Families Children Hospital following a bike accident were not wearing a helmet when they crashed. They also say nearly half of the head injuries resulting from bike accidents could have been prevented if the rider had been wearing a helmet. As the weather starts to warm up, they're hoping kids will take more precautions to protect themselves. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Tyrese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see this weekend in the theaters if you need a break from the beautiful weather. The biggie is from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, the latest installment in the John Wick franchise. Anna de Armas will carry the torch from Keanu Reeves as the franchise's protagonist. The plot of the movie is there will be violence, vengeance, insane stunts, and people will die horrible deaths, and it will be awesome. At the time of this reading, Wes Anderson's The Phoenician Scheme opens this weekend, starring Benicio del Toro. The film is getting a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for an exorcism or Al Pacino, check out The Ritual, a film where two priests with different backgrounds join forces to save a young girl. No reviews in yet. And finally, a movie with sharks and serial killers? Yes, please. The film is Dangerous Animals and a story about a surfer who is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer. Yeah. 84% on RT. Let's go to the movies. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is The Hunt for Michael J. Fox's guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt, as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. Critics love the Pitt, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick, and and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 80 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.